This is the BBC. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Well, good afternoon. This is Scott Mills, and I believe congratulations are in order for you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You've never called me that before.
I feel very proud of you for pulling out of the bag in the summer mix this morning.
Oh, I feel emotional.
No, it's really good. I listened to the whole thing. And we go again. Another one, 3:45. BBC Radio 1. Hello, it's Scott here.
Hello.
I've got Maroon 5 coming up, and also The Killers and our friends, Fickle Friends, with Glue, former Tune of the Week. Hope your Thursday's going good. Tell you what, Chris, I feel like this toilet gig in Ibiza is going to be the start of some kind of reinvention for you.
Do you reckon?
Well, I was really impressed this morning when I heard the summer mix. I didn't think it would be like that.
I was actually quite nervous before, and
I could tell you were thinking. I could tell you were nervous.
Could you? Yeah. And I'm looking forward to doing the one later today, 3:45. But I am thinking that people don't make enough of the toilets in clubs, do they?
Like, no.
I could do a whole tour of toilets.
Yeah, the toilet tour 2018. Get
public
on it next
toilets,
year.
I mean, they could all be on, really.
Yeah. Those bogs are going to be banging on Friday night. Tomorrow night!
I know.
Tomorrow night!
I know. The whole thing is mad.
You're like, playing in Ibiza at Radio 1's Ibiza weekend.
I know, which is insane in itself. Like, there's so many mixed messages going on in my head at the moment, because that's like the coolest thing ever, but then I'm in some toilets, but then the toilets are quite cool. I actually don't really know what to think about it. I'm really gutted, actually, you're not there.
Yeah.
I know you say that you wind me up and stuff like that, I think it would have been a fun thing to go and do together.
Yeah, I would have liked to have been there to support, but hey. So what's going through your head? Is it like I might sack off Scott's show and become like a full-time Ibiza DJ? Is that what's happening in there, or...
Why, is someone offered that?
No.
No, then definitely not.
Okay, cool. But if they did.
No, of course not.
No, I really enjoyed it earlier. I loved Roger Sanchez, Another Chance. I thought Tim Berg's Seek Bromance was a genius choice as well. Really good.
Mate, for me, it just felt awesome playing massive Ibiza songs that like, I've always listened to, and they're huge songs, and being able to play them on Radio 1, greatest station in the world, it was wicked.
3:45 today, Chris is going to do another summer mix as a little practice for his gig in the toilets tomorrow. It's all Ibiza, isn't it? Everyone's going. Olivia and Alex from Made in Chelsea are on Innuendo Bingo today. They've just filmed an Ibiza special of Made in Chelsea.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, we'll talk about that soon. Scott Mills. Hello, Evie in Bournemouth, who's seeing Fickle Friends at Fieldview Festival this weekend. Is that an actual festival, or the ones that we were talking about where it's just made up by some mates? Mind you, if they've got Fickle Friends on, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
On the lineup.
Exactly. That, or they're a very minted family.
That was Glue.
Ibiza, make some noise!
Radio 1 has landed in the dance music capital of the world. And we are bringing the party.
Are you ready?
Annie Mac, Danny Howard, and Mr. Jam present tres noches de música electrónica increíble.
It all begins on Friday night, when I will be live back from the new High Nightclub
with Eric Pritz,
Nele,
Pete Tong,
Kulch,
B-Trace, and
Chris Stark in the toilets.
Yeah, queen.
Who came to party tonight?
BBC Radio 1. Friday night from 7.
Hey, listen, we thought maybe to get the complete vibe, the Ibiza vibe, you could listen to, if your work will let you, the summer mix on the toilet today.
Or, and I don't know if we can encourage this kind of thing, maybe just save it if you are thinking of going to the toilet till that point.
Yeah. 3:45 is your time for the summer mix. You'll get the complete kind of atmosphere of what it's going to be like in Ibiza tomorrow night. So let us know if you're up for it. Can you be in the toilet at 3:45 listening to the summer mix?
Scott Mills.
Jeff from Birmingham is going to be listening at 3:45 in the toilet at work. Vicky from Somerset is going to be there. She goes to Radio 1 in Ibiza every year. She says, can't wait to see you tomorrow in the bogs, Chris. I want a picture. In the bogs.
Surely pictures aren't allowed in the toilets.
It's like a massive room, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see what it's going to be. I'll hold fire till 3:45, says Johnny in Salisbury.
Well, that's not good for you.
Can you not say hold fire, please?
Oh. It could be more of a treat then.
Yeah. Yeah, just save it. Save yourself. Anna Louise in Aberdeen is also on board. Okay. Olivia and Alex from Made in Chelsea coming up.
Scott Mills.
We have Olivia and Alex from Made in Chelsea. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Sorry, I haven't even said hello properly yet because you literally just walked in. But hi, guys.
We did. We rushed in. Hello.
You right?
Yeah, good.
So, Chris has got a DJ gig in Ibiza tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Now, you've just been there. Well, not just been there, but you've been there a while back to film the current series, right?
Yeah. We just did 8 weeks.
8 weeks in Ibiza.
8 weeks in Ibiza.
Torture.
Was it awful?
Torture. It was horrible.
God, I hate your job.
Now, was it all plain sailing, as in you just went out there, you had a nice time, nice holiday, enjoyed the music? Yeah, exactly, drama-free. Or is it, as I expect, that there were arguments?
There was definitely sailing. We ended up on a few boats.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, mate, as you can imagine, it did kick off.
What the obviously your Ibiza experience, I think, will be very different to Chris's. I mean, it's fair to say you probably went quite high end.
Yes.
Yeah. We stayed in the north a lot.
Yeah.
We stayed in the north a lot.
What was the kind of the thing that you thought, like, this is ridiculous? Because obviously, you know, you guys have got a bit of cash. That's not a problem. So
not anymore. Not after 8 weeks in Ibiza.
After that.
Yeah.
What was the thing where you're like, yeah, I feel like a rock star right now?
We actually set fire to a boat.
Oh,
yeah, no one really knows what happened, but we were on this yacht.
Is this okay?
Well, the boat's all right. we got called to the back of the boat, and someone, I think, had dropped a cigarette down the back of a cushion, and it went up.
Great.
But yeah, so that's kind of
so you had to pay for that, I assume, just pay off the yacht or something. And
well, yeah, sort of.
Everyone left a little deposit.
So, Alex, were you out there as a single guy? Where are we up to?
Sort of, not really.
Okay, intrigued.
It was a confusing one for me. Obviously, Ibiza is a difficult place to hold down a girlfriend.
Right,
very difficult.
Yeah, that sounds like
interesting.
You didn't.
Excuse there.
Ibiza is a very difficult place to keep a girlfriend. Well, okay.
And Olivia, am I right? So you've gone out with Sam before, and he's now gone into the Big Brother house, isn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't say go out, but yeah, no, we were.
You were
close
still
friends.
Close, very close friends.
Yeah, now he's in Big Brother. That's quite crazy.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know, it's weird. We were all talking about it yesterday and saying how we all felt nervous watching him go in.
Right.
I think it's a quite, I don't know, I don't think I could do it.
Are you worried about things he might say?
Yes.
Yes.
I love the honesty.
Yeah, I mean, if I was in that, I could just see myself saying the worst
things.
No,
you would
things.
Be a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't
mission.
Think I should ever be let anywhere near something like that.
But are you worried about what he might say about you guys?
Yeah, also
just
that.
Generally,
right.
Apparently he's already been talking about me. I've been getting tweets saying that I'm like, no, mate.
Oh, yeah. See, that's amazing. Stress me out.
That's amazing about having a friend or someone you know on a reality show like that. Because you do watch it, worried that you might at some point end up getting involved.
And he's already been saying stuff.
Yeah, and you can't do anything.
No,
he's
literally nothing.
Got free reign to...
Just let you.
Wow. Okay. So you're in Ibiza. It's on Monday, Made in Chelsea. And Olivia and Alex are with us today to get wet on Inyo de Bingo. The water is cold. Please, no swearing. You're too posh to swear anyway.
You've done this before, haven't you, Alex?
I've never got wet with you before.
No. Oh.
Not in here anyway.
How's that not happen?
I don't know.
Madness.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm sensing that Olivia's not going to enjoy it as much.
What, spitting water into Mitt's face?
Oh, actually, maybe you are. Yeah.
She's going to love that.
We'll do it after Jay-Z.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we're good to go. Let's play Inyo and a Bingo with Made in Chelsea's Olivia and Alex. First time for these guys.
So how much do we fully...
Oh, a lot.
Everything.
Fully
okay.
Fill
your
them.
Cheeks. And maybe
cheeks.
Just face inwards on each other a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
There you go.
You're just a bystander, Chris.
Ooh. That's all right. I'm used to watching them.
Okay, water please. Got the water there. We start with yesterday's news beat on Radio 1. And Simon Mundy has news of swimmer Adam Peaty's latest achievement. Now, he may be Britain's newest record holder, but I can tell you that is not the only title he's got to his name. Guys, are you ready with the waters there?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Now, sticking with the ledge theme, and he is the fastest breaststroker in history.
Oh, this is going to be chaos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think I hit the computer back there.
Olivia was first to spit there.
I was
laughing before he even started.
Good
just
aim.
Your face.
Really good aim, actually.
Yeah.
The
oh.
fastest
sorry.
Breaststroker in history.
Adam Peaty. Another accolade to add to his list of many.
Keep it serious this time,
yeah,
right?
Water, please.
No funny faces.
Let's play one of Tuesday's favourites on this show with Danny Howard. It comes from a really old episode of a TV show called Murder, She Wrote. As we join the story, an older detective has some really important advice to share with his younger colleague. Please Take note, lads.
Jessica, you did real well.
Sure, you solved the murder, sure, but nothing beats that warm all over feeling you get from nailing another man, right?
This is a good one.
Yeah. Robot mission.
The one she wrote is great.
Isn't it great?
I need to watch it again.
It is. It's always on.
Nothing beats that warm all over feeling you get from nailing another man, right?
Yeah. Okay, we are going back to earlier in the week on Channel 4 now. And I'm really starting to enjoy Mark Tebber. You know, he does Saturday Kitchen as well.
Yeah.
Now, I've listened to this clip a few times, and I'm actually starting to wonder whether they planned the entire documentary just so they could ask this question. Here we go, guys. You've got your water there.
I've come to the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory, a cutting-edge facility that's home to some of the UK's most advanced scientific research projects.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Matt.
So, I've come to ask you how dangerous my nuts are.
I spat it on myself.
Oh, my God.
Now, Chris, I've just heard that our technical difficulties are over, so you're back in play.
Back in the game?
Yes.
Back on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about that. I can't tell.
Yeah, you're on. Move away from that other microphone that you're holding. Put that down.
All right.
I'm drenched. Listen.
DIY Radio 1 here.
It's not the first time.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, can I have some more?
Next one. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready.
Remember, send your clips to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you spot one on TV or radio, and we will do the rest. Just tell us what kind of time it was on, what channel, and what they said. An all-time classic now from a few years ago on Springwatch. Now, it's a bit of a technical chat that you'll recognise if you're a bird watcher. And here is Chris Packham telling you how to spot the difference between a willow warbler and a chiff-chaff.
Well, these are visual differences, and of course you need to get very good views of them to see that. But there is one other thing I can tell you, and that's their jizz.
Oh, my God. That's a good shot. I'm really glad you aimed it.
So,
I keep spitting it on myself.
If you're ever confused by birds, and I know I am, all you need to do is take a look at their jizz. It's something to do with the colour of their feathers.
What were they called? A chiff chaff and a...
And a willow warbler.
Oh, they sound like great.
Yeah. More water, please.
More water.
A brand new clip from Good Morning Britain now.
I'm actually not that wet.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? Why did I do that?
Now, even for Good Morning Britain, this is an unusual story. It features a lady trying out a virtual reality machine at the top of London's tallest building. Okay, now I need to stop that. I should have warned you about the scream. The lady really got into the virtual reality, but what you're listening out for here is Richard Arnold, because he's got an offer that Kate Garraway just cannot refuse.
Actually, the most fun you can have at home with your clothes on. I know, we've got to get it in. One of us has got to try this, right? We've got to do it. I'd be delighted to take you up the Shard. You only have to ask.
Woo! Yes, and now we're wet.
Okay.
I'm going to keep mine in.
God, yeah, you do get wet.
You do get wet.
We could call this one Sprayed in Chelsea.
Yeah. Yes.
Good, isn't it?
Thank you, Sophie, and everyone on email that sent that one in from Good Morning Britain.
Ooh. I didn't have a shower this morning, so this is quite good.
Oh, you're all good then. Mm. Good news for BBC Breakfast, guys. It turns out more people are watching live TV than previously thought.
Cool.
Mm. Water, please. Nagaman Chessy is really pleased that so many people are watching her show.
So if you are watching us, we are very, very grateful you are. Thank you. There's plenty to come on us, with us, this morning. There's plenty to come on us, with us, this morning.
It's an easy mistake.
Mm.
Yeah.
Water, please.
Oh, God.
Another favourite now from Tuesday's Inyo na Bingo, and it's Ibiza legend Pete Tong. Now, here's a tip for when you, Chris, do your DJ set tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. However much you're loving it, don't get as excited as Pete does in this clip.
And Dennis Crew's crazy after-hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited, I have to knock one out myself.
You've got such good projection.
He has good.
I can't even get anywhere near him.
He does it twice a week, that's why.
Yeah, that might be why.
Pete Tong there.
I have to knock one out myself.
Okay. One more.
No, it does not. Do you think he sounds like Pete Tong? Honestly.
Nobody's saying.
Oh. Okay, good. Olivia and Alex from Made in Chelsea, your final one is a classic from Sky News. It's the day after Lewis Hamilton has won the Formula One championship. Got your water there?
Uh-huh.
And luckily, his girlfriend has a wonderful way of congratulating him. I really hope he appreciated it.
On-off girlfriend, Nicole Scherzinger there, after he won the Formula One title for the second time.
I love the way she kissed his helmet. I thought that was
well,
really
indeed.
Yes, I loved it too. And that was Inya the Bingo with Alex and Olivia
well
from
done,
Made
guys.
In Chelsea.
Well done, Olivia.
Well done, guys. Thanks so much for being on today. Hi, Tom Kidson. Despite the fact you've just called me Muggy Mills, happy birthday. I'll let you off because you're 24 today. Scott Mills here. Real or No Real is making a return in 1 hour from now with Alice Levine. It's an Ibiza special. Some potentially great stories from Ibiza's gone by. Arcade Fire and Demi Lovato coming up. This is Lost Frequencies. Hello, Ellery on Twitter, who says, Inya the Bingo has been too much this week. It has been a good week of it. Nicola's been on saying, another thing today I found out is frowned upon at work, listening to Inya the Bingo through your headphones. They don't like it. Lost Frequencies, Are You With Me on BBC Radio 1. You getting hyped for your summer mix, mate?
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, because it's two today, I've still got quite a bit to sort for it. But that's fine.
Okay.
That's
do you
fine.
Think it, well, hopefully it'll go as well as Inya Domingo just did.
It'll be, I promise you it'll be as smooth as that.
Excellent.
If not more.
Oh, I cannot wait. 3:45, another Ibiza summer mix. Okay, so this lot are called Low Island. They're from Oxford. Jamie, Carlos, Jacob, Felix. They've been together for a while now, for a couple of years. They first sent their music into BBC Introducing in October 2016, so not long ago, and now they're on Radio 1. Their track is That Kind of Love. What do you think of it? They're called Low Island from Oxford. New music. One of our BBC Introducing artists, that is That Kind of Love. They really like electronic stuff like the XX, Jamie XX, which you can kind of hear in that, really. Just seeing this thing, there's a guy that works at BuzzFeed who I follow, right?
Mm.
And he's just put on his Twitter, someone in the office is claiming millennials don't answer doorbells unless people text to say they're outside. Is that a thing? And he's put like an option on his Twitter. One of the options, I open doors, they're good, has only got 46%. Doorbells are scary weird has got 54%.
And I'm totally, so true.
They are weird. Right, but who ever answered those? Because here's the thing. It's someone trying to sell me something. It's some kind of problem or issue that someone's got, or it's bad news.
Mm.
That's the only reason that people will ever ring your doorbell, so why ever answer them?
It's so true. I will always text if I'm outside somewhere.
Yeah.
That is odd, isn't it? You don't do doorbells.
But like, also, when my mum or dad comes to say, it's like, why don't you? You're weird. Answer your doorbell. It's like, well, you might have done that. We don't.
Mm.
We don't do it.
No, I agree with that. It's
okay. An exception to the rule. And I told you, it was always something weird, or a problem, or bad news. Open the door. Man goes, fresh fish back in your area.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
Right, it does.
No.
In 2017.
I'm sure there isn't a guy who goes around selling fish
in
like
in the city.
Really?
We're back in your area, mate. Fresh fish. And that's why I don't answer the doorbell.
Scott Mills.
You are 1 hour away from Chris Stark's pre-Ibiza summer mix.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Aaron, 20, North Wales.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Hey, did you hear Chris's summer mix this morning?
I did, it was fantastic actually.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
He's got another set of Ibiza classics lined up. Is it still classics, yeah?
Yeah. We're definitely going to put some classics in there, for sure.
3:45 today, make sure you're there. What will you be doing when it's on, Aaron?
I will be driving my tractor in the forestry.
Oh, what have you got?
I've got a New Holland.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what you want, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, that is the dream. Because they just go, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much like
go like a tractor.
Really.
Go like an absolute tractor. I don't know what I'm talking about. I know a Massey.
Yeah. So
the red one.
Standard. Yeah.
So I'm 2-1 up in bangers at the moment. I need to get this one back, Scott. Potentially, I can win the week this week.
Okay, here's what I've got for you, Aaron.
Okay.
Disclosure. A Luna George. Oh, what
a
song.
Good
White Noise.
It's annoyingly good.
I'd love to hear this today.
We'll have to see what Chris has got.
All right. Well, now's your chance. I have gone for this today. It's the Far East Movement, Like a G6.
That's definitely going to be a hard choice.
Say that again?
It's definitely going to be a hard choice.
Yeah, yes, right.
It is. Okay. Here's the moment of truth then. Go on.
Well, I like them both, but to pump her up for the summer, I'm going to have to go for Chris.
Oh. He's only gone and won the week.
I'm having a nightmare.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slurred, sipping slurred like a G6, like a G6. Now I'm feeling so fly like a G6, like a G6, like a G6. Now I'm feeling so fly like a G6.
Far East Movement, Like a G6, wins today. You can't do any wrong with your tunes right now, can you? First the summer mix, then this.
I think I shouldn't have won that one, to be honest with you. But I don't know what I can do, because in football, you know, I could kick the ball out of play and or send it back to your goalkeeper. Or, you know, I could do something like that, but I just can't do anything about this.
Yeah. Oh, here they come.
Yeah, take me away.
Honestly. I'm afraid I'm going to have to put you on citizen's arrest.
I will willingly go with you.
Right. Okay, so you're not resisting arrest?
I'm not resisting arrest.
Okay. Can I do that thing that they do in only in films and they used to do in The Bill where... sometimes EastEnders, where I'm actually putting my hand on your head as the officer as you get into the car. Why do they do that?
Well, there's that amazing clip, isn't there, of that guy going in... I can't say much more about him, but when he's getting arrested, they put their hand on the head to bring him in.
Lower him down.
He resists.
He resists.
Right.
Right. But is it just so you don't hit your head?
I guess so.
I've only seen it on films, but yeah, definite robbery there today. And you've won the week with the Far East Movement against Disclosure, which is ridiculous.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yes! It's time. This sounds so good. My tune of the week, High Contrast. I play it every night. Makes me want to do a disco twirl every time. That's High Contrast, and the beat don't feel the same. There's always someone that ruins it, though, isn't there?
What's happened this time?
There's Danny from York. Yeah, but it's the Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway theme tune, though. I just can't wait for Saturday. It's not the same.
A little bit.
Well, that's annoying, isn't it?
It's annoying.
I'm going to, mind you, I say it's annoying, but then I do that and ruin songs for you lot all the time.
Mm.
So, fair play. Fair play, Danny. This is Ed Sheeran.
Scott Mills.
Okay, good. Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. I've got some tunes coming up for you, including Sia, Chandelier, that pretty girl Maggie Lindemann track, which everybody seems to love, and Alma, Chasing Highs. Then we're going to Alice Levine in for Real or No Real. It's an Ibiza special today. Reliving some past, really good, legendary Radio 1 Ibiza stories. That'll be in about 10-15 minutes when Alice is joining us. And then 3:45, you have 45 minutes until Chris's summer mix, second one of the day.
Scott Mills.
Real or No Real is on hiatus right now because of the summer mix, but I want to bring it back for one day only because we can all learn some vintage stories about Ibiza from years gone by. Alice Levine's here. Hello, my love.
Hello. I've never been. So these will be news to me.
Yeah.
I'm not in the Ibiza loop.
I've never been either, so it's fascinating hearing these stories.
Okay, so some of these, like normal Real or No Real, could be made up. Some of them could be real. You guess which is which.
Nick Grimshaw once tried to get Zac Efron into the Radio 1 Ibiza night at Privilege, but wasn't allowed in as his name wasn't on the guest list.
Oh, this is classic Grimmy. Come on, everybody. He's like the Pied Piper just picking up people along the way. Come on, it'd be sick. Come along. And even though you've got famous face, Zac Efron, if you're not on the list, you are not getting into Privilege.
And that would have been in his heyday, I imagine. That would have been like High School Musical peak, do you think?
A bit later, I think.
What do you mean in his heyday? Do you think... because he used to be seen as the most kind of best-looking guy on the planet at one point, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. But you can't hold that title forever.
No, I think he still is.
Do you?
Yeah,
who is it now, then?
You think Zac Efron is the best-looking guy on the planet?
One of them.
Well, when did he get the ripped bod? Was that slightly after High School Musical?
Way after.
Okay. All right. Sorry, know everything about Zac Efron.
Well, I do.
Stop running ZacEfron.org. We get it.
Has no one seen Baywatch? Wow. Definitely still up there.
So the important thing with this is if you're going to Ibiza, you need to be on a list.
Even if you're saying? The most famous.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
Even if you're with Grimmie, because I feel like he can get anyone in anywhere.
Yeah, totally.
Like Ed Sheeran. Couldn't get into an Oscars party.
Could he not?
No.
You're Ed Sheeran.
Right. It's happened to Ed Sheeran a few times where he's not been allowed in. Mm. You think his face would be his ID?
Well, no, you wouldn't actually, because there are a lot of people that look like Ed Sheeran. There are. I saw one the other day.
Well, he's got a very anonymous look, hasn't he? That's his whole thing, that he's like just a normal guy.
Yeah. He could easily be walking through your local woods.
So...
foraging.
So is this true? Zac Efron refused entry to Privilege. Real or no real, Alice?
I can believe it. I'm going to say real.
Chris?
I think it's going to be real, sadly.
That one is real.
Yes.
True. It happened in 2014. Grimmie bumped into Zac earlier in the day. Of course he did. Mm-hmm. Come along with me. It'd be great. I'm going to be sick. And obviously promised him that he could be there and come along. But don't mess with that guest list. It's gospel. Names not down, not coming in vibes.
Absolutely, you know.
And next.
Whilst on a family holiday at the age of 12, Ibiza legend Pete Tong gave Vanessa Feltz her first childhood kiss.
What? There's so much to break down here. Wow.
Wow.
Some big names in the mix. Pete Tong, Vanessa Feltz.
First time.
Okay. Just a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to know where to begin with
it
this.
Really
isn't
it really is. Mm-hmm.
So this was this pre... I'm assuming Pete Tong's always been famous. When did he start DJing?
Like 90s, 80s, 90s? No, 90s.
Yeah,
like,
but what kind of age? Do we know?
Like 80s?
In his 80s? No, no. What do you mean?
Like, I'm saying that he started like late 80s, I reckon.
So yeah. Wait, so she wasn't married to Fats and or Small then?
No.
Oh, I thought you meant like they met in Ibiza, like on the beach. Mm.
Do you think that's what it was when Pete Tong was 12 on a family holiday in Ibiza?
Yeah, because you make beach friends, don't you?
Right. He meets Vanessa Feltz on the beach and he's like, I think we could turn this into some kind of party island. When he was 12.
I've seen the future.
Yeah, I think he had a light bulb moment of like, right, I've just kissed Vanessa Feltz. Obviously don't know who that is yet because not famous yet.
Don't know who that is yet.
Right. But then he was like on the beach, like, and suddenly it comes to him.
Love can do that though, can't it?
Yeah. I think the Pete Tong and Vanessa Feltz kiss was even before Pete read out Radio 1's first website address. Have you heard this?
I love this so much.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index.html
Simples.
What do you think then? Pete Tong and Vanessa Feltz, first childhood kiss on holiday.
I mean,
Chris?
I think Pete Tong, if you're going to have a first kiss, legendary.
I want this to be real so bad, so I'm going to say real.
I'm going to have to go no real.
That one is real.
So happy.
Isn't that cute? Vanessa Feltz confirmed it in an interview to The Independent in 2009. She said, I was 12 and on holiday in Mallorca, my parents had been away on a tour of the artificial pearl factory or something, and my mother was livid when she found out. Livid.
That's so funny. Imagine a 12-year-old Pete Tong, because he won't sound like that, will he? He'll have a really high voice.
Hello, I'm Pete Tong.
Hello, it's the essential mix with me, Peter Tong.
Hello. Well, I think that's blown everyone's mind. Back with some more real or no real after this. This is a special Ibiza-themed real or no real because Radio 1's Ibiza weekend is happening starting tomorrow night from 7 p.m. on Radio 1. Here's your next Ibiza-themed fact, or not.
Dedmau5 sometimes plays an EDM version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm during his DJ sets.
Oh, my. I feel like if this exists, you would want it for your set, for your young farmers.
100% want it, Alice.
Do you want to rework your set now, knowing that this might be the case?
What, that there's an old MacDonald?
Yeah, do you want to put some like nursery rhymes in there or something?
The thing is, Scott, nursery rhymes are the biggest songs of all, really, aren't they? Yeah. Everyone knows the words.
Absolute bangers.
Yeah. What about if you take it up to the drop in Ibiza in the toilets on Friday night, and then you drop in the wheels on the bus?
Oh, it's a classic.
Honestly, it would go mad.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Am I right in thinking that Twinkle Twinkle Little Farm and Bar Bar Black Sheep are actually the same.
Say again.
One more time.
I just said Twinkle Twinkle Little Farm, didn't I? Yes. No, sorry, I'm getting the mix up. Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Sorry, great. I was thinking of the mashup that I do sometimes.
Right.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Stop saying that.
Can you stop saying Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
And
are you sponsored by Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
And Bar Bar Black Sheep are the same tune.
Not true. Not real.
Dun, 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 dun. Start singing Bar Bar Black Sheep and you start singing Twinkle Twinkle. Let's see what happens.
Okay, I'm not. Wait, give me an A. Oh.
Three, two, one.
Baa, black sheep, have you?
No, it's not the same.
Not the same. I mean, I'm not even doing the right tune.
Hang on, go again.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little. No, because now you're doing
the wrong song, Alice. You're doing it wrong.
No, because you're following my lead.
It's mad.
I can't help but harmonise. Get your own tune.
You're doing it wrong. You've got a number one song as well.
You're doing it wrong.
Come on. Again.
Okay.
We're not leaving until we got this right.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Why can't you do it?
It's so hard.
It's not hard. I think it's the same song.
Oh, my God.
It's not the same.
It's the same.
Right. If anyone knows this for a fact, let us know.
And also, I think you're a bit out there.
All right.
You're a bit pitchy.
I don't even know the words.
I love that I put my finger on my ear like I had an in-ear, like Adele. Baba.
So Deadmau5 doing E-I-E-I-O,
mm-hmm.
Old MacDonald.
Real or no real?
Surely not. No real.
I feel like if anyone can pull it off, it would be him. So I'm going to say real.
That one's real. Oh, it's real.
Yes, a blinder.
He plays Old MacDonald as part of something called drop blocking. You know about this, don't you, Chris? You've been taught this week.
Yeah, Greg's been teaching me this. Well, Greg talks about this a lot. It's where you come out at the kind of big point of a song just before it's about to drop. And you go into another song.
No.
Generally Spandau Ballet.
That's frowned upon.
It's like teasing people, like, ooh, here's what you could have had.
A bit like the gap on Bombolo Wednesday.
Yes. Mm. You see, you've got to entice them in. You've got to make them want it. I've actually got a clip of Deadmau5 doing this here. So he's playing Martin Garrix's Animals. Kind of works.
Wasn't ready for that.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
And yet
this is
good.
Awesome.
Keen.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I want this.
This is so good.
This is great. How have we not heard this before?
Really good.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm interested about having the original version.
Yes, like, so am I. Re-release that.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, MacDonald.
Yeah, who's on the vocal?
Right, Chris Stark has the Ibiza Summer Mix, his second one of the day at 3:45, live this afternoon. And then it's all about Radio 1's Ibiza weekend, starting tomorrow night, 7 p.m. with Annie Mac and the entire Radio 1 dance family and Chris doing a gig in the toilets.
It's going to be massive.
Thanks, Alice.
Can we just get the scores?
Yeah, sure.
Scores are 10 points to me. Alice, you got 30. You win.
Oh, right.
Oh, what a blinder.
That's
absolute
why you were
blinder.
So keen on the scores there. Yeah.
Happy with that. Bye.
BBC.
Radio 1.
This is something new. A new boy band from America and Canada called Pretty Much. This is big. It's called Would You Mind?
If I pulled you closer, would you mind? Would you mind? Would you mind?
Yes to the 90s vibes. Pretty Much, Would You Mind? They are Simon Cowell's new boy band. They're five teens from America and Canada. That dropped a couple of days ago. In America, they're saying, oh my gosh, it's the new One Direction.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, a couple of things to address there. Can we please, just for me, and then a couple of people that asked for it, have the first website address of Radio 1 read by Pete Tong again from 1995.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index.html.
So good. Also, can we please have the Old MacDonald drop again? Here's the drop block from Deadmau5.
Kind of annoying in a club when you're expecting something else, right?
No, I don't think it is. I know what you mean, because you're expecting Martin Garrix's Animals drop, but I'd be satisfied with Old MacDonald had a farm, no?
I've got an idea. I am tempted. Maybe.
No. What's this for?
Actually, no. Don't worry. Forget it.
Right?
Forget it.
For today?
Nah.
In the summer mix?
Nah, I don't know. BBC
Radio 1. Okay, Chris is now behind me at the decks, ready to go.
Here we go again. We go again, Mills.
This is mad for me. Right, so loads of people like hyping you up, really, for this second summer mix of the day. Brock has been on saying Stark killed it this morning. If that was anything to go by, he is the bog boss. Steph says this morning Chris was great. Reese is well up for it. Also, anybody who can get to a toilet right now, I think that'll give you the authentic experience because obviously this is the kind of stuff that Chris is going to be playing in the toilets in Super Club High tomorrow night in Ibiza. So if you can get to the loo, maybe text me from there and let me know how it's sounding on 81199. I might call you back.
Yeah, totally. And you were saying earlier, some people actually holding it in just ready for this. They're really going to enjoy the drop.
Yeah, a lot of people are... A lot of people are holding fire.
Good. Oh, it's a terrible phrase.
I hate that phrase. Julie is ready. She really enjoyed this morning. Go on, Chris. Smash it, says Luke. He's on his tractor. Right, should we go then? Shall we?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, cool. Here is the... I love how stressed you are. Here is the second summer mix of the day. Pre-Ibiza warm-up with Chris Stark.
BBC.
Here we go. Radio 1.
Ibiza.
Summer mix.
With Chris Stark.
Here we go. Oh, this is one of my absolute favourites of all time, Ibiza. Basement Jacks, right?
Yeah, this is for you, Mills.
Thank you.
Lol.
You the comments. I want to be in that Ibiza toilet raving it up to these tunes. Scott, I imagine you are now looking on at Chris with pride as he does this summer mix. Yes, I am. You know I love that. Basement Jacks, Rendezvous, also in there. My. Ibiza classic, Armin van Helden. Chase the Sun, I haven't heard that for ages. And Fatboy Slim and Reva Star. Eat, sleep, rave, repeat. It's going well. Someone says, Mills, you've created a monster. # hair of the throne.
Yeah.
Hair to the throne.
Winter is coming.
Okay, let's continue. This is Radio 1 Summer Mix.
You loving it, Mills?
Yeah, you got any R&B, though? Can I use the microphone?
Shut up.
Mate. This is rubbish.
Go away.
Put Danny Howard on.
Go away.
Radio 1 Summer Mix. You're making a lot of people nervous because they think you're going to drop block it with something else.
Nah, not yet.
Not yet. Oh, yes! Oh. Greg James, isn't my boy doing well?
Incredibly well.
Yes!
Ah, yes!
Oh, he remembers!
It's got to be done, man. It's got to be done.
This is your practicing.
Hey, I'm having the time of my life right now.
Oh, this is great.
The old drop block there. Yeah.
So this is what you were talking about on the show the other day, is you weren't sure how to get out of it.
Mm. Well, what did you do now?
Good luck.
I think we just go hard. Ready, guys?
Oh, wow. Yes, Ian Van Dell. So many amazing tracks. Tiesto, also Portaloo Robinson with Language.
Yeah.
Swedish House Mafia, Calvin and Rihanna, Ian Van Dow. Do you remember? They were three girls from Belgium. None of them called Ian. Castles in the Sky.
That's kind of it from me then.
Chris Stark. Exceptionally well done on another summer mix. Okay.
One more song for me.
One more.
One more song.
We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Oh.